Okay, welcome to episode 92 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about basic roles for fatherhood. Basic roles for fatherhood. And my anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 14 to 15. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 14 to 15, it says, "I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you." So this verse is talking about a father. And to start off, I want to wish God a happy Father's Day. He's the greatest father. And I will tell you how to develop a relationship with that father at the end of today's podcast. But the thing is, fatherhood is very important. A father is the priest of a home. He's the one that sets the tone for the home. And when a father does his job, that home will succeed and prosper. But when a father does not do his job, that home will fall apart. The thing is, one thing that the devil loves to attack in this day and age are the fathers. The Bible says, "I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. The thing is, the devil likes to strike fathers because he knows that if the fathers don't do their job well, the home will probably not survive. And the thing is, if a home does not survive, it's not just the father that it affects. It affects the mother in that home, and it affects the children. So fathers, I'm calling you to action today. There is a divine purpose for which you've been placed in the role you've been placed in. You need to get up from your butt. You need to stop being lazy, and you need to fulfill that purpose. So in this podcast, I'm going to describe some basic rules that you can follow to be a successful father, to be a godly father, to be a father that fulfills purpose. So what is the first basic rule of fatherhood? The first basic rule is love God. Love God. I'm telling you this, you cannot give what you do not have. If you have the love of God in you, then you'll be able to show that love to your wife. You'll be able to show that love to your children. The Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it." If you are learning how to love from Christ, then you'll be able to show that love really well to your wife and to your children. So as a father, the first basic rule is you need to have a strong relationship with God. You need to have a strong relationship with God. Again, the thing is, you set the tone for your family. So fathers, wake up. Stop being a lazy Christian. Have a strong relationship with God. When you have a strong relationship with God, it'll be much easier for you to oversee your family. God will show you things. He will speak to you. He will guide you. Because being a father is not an easy task, but you can only do it successfully when God is the one that is guiding you. Now, what is the second basic rule? The second basic rule is don't provoke your children, but raise them and discipline them. Do not provoke your children, but raise them and discipline them. Don't provoke them. Raise them and discipline them. The thing is, there are some fathers that do things that really are like, the thing is, when you're doing your job as a father, you don't need to be yelling at your kids. You don't have to be playing all these mind games with your kids to get them to do the right thing. I'm telling you this, if you set a good example as a father, if you lay down good godly discipline, I'm not saying abuse your children. This podcast certainly does not support abusing one's kids, right? But raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Discipline them. Show them a good example. The thing is, again, you don't have to shout. No, no, no. Even the God that we serve does not shout or yell at people. He sets a good example. The thing is, again, it all flows from your relationship with God. If you have a good relationship with God, God will show you how to raise your children, how to discipline your children. And unfortunately, there are many dads these days that do not want to discipline their kids. they're like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want them to feel bad. But the thing is, there's this part of the Bible that says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When you don't discipline your children, you are laying a bad foundation for them. And as you lay that bad foundation for them, you're destroying their futures. Fathers, you have to discipline your children. That is one of your roles in the home as a father. And then the third principle I will discuss here, the role of fatherhood. And this relates more to the children. So fathers, play this podcast with your kids. Your children have to listen to you. And again, one of the best ways to get people to listen to you is to set a good example. If you set a good example, if your children know that, wow, dad walks he talks the talk, but he also walks the walk, then they will listen to you. You don't have to be a dictator. Again, let me ask you this. Dictatorships may work for a short while, but they do not work long term. So if you're saying something, be doing that thing. Be setting a good example as a dad. When you set a good example as a dad, your children, your wife, they will listen to you. You don't have to coerce them. They will just see. You'll just naturally notice that, wow, these children are doing exactly what I'm doing. So if you're a dad, that you're telling your children, always tell the truth, don't lie. And then someone comes to visit you, knocks on the door, and you say, oh, tell them I'm not around. Those children are going to lie. You're not walking the walk. So again, set a good example and your children will listen to you. And for the children listening to this podcast, I will encourage you, listen to your parents. Listen to your parents. It's a spiritual principle. The thing is, God loves when you follow a chain of command, right? Children, you have to listen to your parents. Wives, you have to submit to your husbands. When you do those things, then the blessing of God is there. Now, what is the fourth rule for fatherhood? The fourth rule for fatherhood is be a provider. Be a provider. The Bible says that a man that does not provide for his household is worse than an infidel. Infidel, infidelity. It's almost like you're cheating on your family when you do not provide for them. So you see a lot of husbands, you see a lot of men, you see a lot of fathers. They have two arms, they have two legs, and they are sleeping the whole day. They are playing video games the whole day. They are not being productively employed. And then you see your children, they are hungry. You see some people, again, we live in a world where people want to do hands-off parenting. You cannot be a hands-off father. You need to get down and dirty and you need to get involved. You need to provide for your family. And providing for your family does not just mean money. Providing for your family also means providing love, means providing support, means providing just help, you know. Because there are many fathers that are lazy today. And because they are lazy, other people have then come down to raise their children, right? Social media. You see some fathers, instead of spending time with their kids, they hand their kids technological devices so that those technological devices will keep them engaged. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that, but you have a role as a father. Stop being an infidel. Stop practicing infidelity with your family. Spend time raising your children. Provide for them. You see that your family doesn't have money and you're still sitting at home? Go outside. Do something. Don't do anything illegal. The thing is, if God sees your heart that you want to provide for your family, He will show you the way to go so that you can provide for your family. And then the next principle and rule of fatherhood is lay a foundation. Lay a foundation. Lay a foundation. Again, as a dad, you've seen me say this so many times today. You need to set the tone. You absolutely need to set the tone. Like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will do what? We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. That was a dad that was setting the tone. What kind of tone do you set in your home? Do you let your home be ruled by, oh, whatever goes? No. As a dad, you set the tone. Like in the morning, for example, do you call your family together to do family devotion? As a dad, do you lay down a plan with your family? You sit down with your family and say, okay, what is the game plan for today? This is what we're going to do today. That's your job as a father in the home. You need to set the tone. You need to set the tone. My dad set the tone in the home. He'll wake us up in the morning. We'll do family devotion. He made sure that we spent time studying and reading, not watching TV the whole day. Again, it's your job as a dad. I'm telling you this. Dads listening to this podcast, you're going to give an account someday. Do you want to give that account with joy, or do you want to give that account with tears? Literally, the destiny of your entire family is in your hands. You need to be prudent with that responsibility that God has given unto you. And then the final thing I want to say, the final rule of fatherhood is that you need to love. You need to love your wife, and you need to love your children. You need to love your wife. So you need to love God first. God should be your first love. But after that, your family should be your next love, your wife and your children. Some people have the wrong order. They don't love God at all, and they love their family more than they love God. No. You need to love God first, and they need to love your family next. There are some people, they love their jobs more than they love their families. They are willing to put their jobs first. They are willing to put even church work. Let me tell you this. This is something I learned during marital counseling. Your family is your first ministry. Literally, your family is your first ministry. Even if you're a pastor and your church is prospering, but your family is on fire, God does not support that. God does not support that. In fact, if you read the Bible where God talks about the requirements for bishops, one of the first things God says is that, oh, they must be this, they must be this. He talked about all these positive family attributes. So again, husbands, fathers, your relationship with God is number one, but your family is number two above all else. Above all else. Above all else. It's very important. Love your wife. Love your children. And again, the best father that you can love is God. Again, God is an amazing father. God is a wonderful father. God is a God that is able to lead. He's able to guide. He loves like no other. So if you want to have that relationship with God, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I have been a disobedient child. I have been a sinner. Have mercy on me. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Come and be my Father. Come and be my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Cleanse me of all sin. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your spirit. And give me the grace to be an obedient child. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, today, I pray specifically for all the fathers listening to this podcast. My King and my God, thank you for our fathers. And first off, Lord, thank you for being a good father to us. I commit our fathers into your hands. Strengthen them. Help them to be providers. Help them to be positive examples. Help them to be priests. Help them to provide support, to be good shepherds in their homes. And Father, let our families bring glory to your name. And when we are giving account at the end of the age, let us do it with joy and not with tears. Help us to put our priorities right. And Lord, for those fathers that are asking you for children, they are married, but they're like, God, please provide children for me. Lord, look at their hearts and answer the desires of their hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is great. Just find a translation you understand, read it and do what it says. There are many Bible plans online. You can even start from the book of John. It will tell you about the love of God. And then secondly, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many churches today that preach things that are not consistent with the Word of God. So find a Bible-believing church. Fellowship with other believers. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many great, wonderful churches all over the world. Do God's will. Walk in His ways. And your life will take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day. And God bless you. Thank you.